Welcome to Rural Connection. It's our new regular segment to help you get a fix of what's happening beyond our cities. To kick things off, we're looking at sustainable and innovative pig farming. This morning, I'm chatting with Laurie Brosnan, who's the general manager at Better Pork, to learn how pig waste has taken care of their electricity bills. Good morning, Laurie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hey, before we jump into Better Pork's unique take on farming, how unsustainable is typical pig production in comparison to other animals?
Pig production is extremely sustainable. Obviously, a lot of agriculture has come a long way since the 1960s, 70s. For example, the pig industry is using 50% less water than it was 20 years ago, through recycled waters and water and stuff like that for flushing and things like that. So a lot of farms have gone renewables as well, and whether it be solar or biogas in our case. So in general, I would say that the pig industry is at the forefront for sustainability.
Yeah, great. Okay, now you run a biogas plant which takes pig waste and runs the entire property on the methane it produces. It sounds pretty unique. How did you get this idea off the ground?
So this is fully privately funded. So that's, i.e. that is the bank, that instead of paying Ergon Energy or your retailer, we're paying our bank. We got no funding or anything like that from the government. We didn't put in for funding from the government, to be fair, because we don't have time to wait around to get something approved. We just get in and get it done.
Yeah. And who came up with the idea?
So my father and mother have been innovators in the pig industry for many years, won a few awards back in the day for basically sticking their neck out the line and doing things innovative. The technology is not new in Europe. They've been doing it in Germany for 20, 30 years. I've been to Germany, Denmark, and done a bit of research over there as well as to how they've done it. And so they're at the forefront. So that's where the technology is coming from, is from Europe. But to put it into context, there is other plants and one other one down in Berry Bank that has been operating for 30 or 40 years. But the difference between ours and theirs is that we co-digest. So we take other wastes and add them into the pig manure to give us more gas and a better digestion, like your stomach.
Oh, right. Okay. So in terms of how the plant works a bit, you take all the pig waste and then you take waste from other sources. And then what happens? Does it all kind of ferment and you catch that gas? Is that
so Dad, my father runs the biogas plant, and the best way we talk to the kindergarten kids and everything like that is that it's just like your stomach. You've got to treat it just like your stomach. You can't just eat candy all day, every day. And it's no different. You can't just put sugars into this digester because, it loves it and produces gas, but the gas is just terrible quality and has a terrible stomach, basically. So it's just about a balancing act. And we bring in things like your chip and fat waste to the abattoir waste in town here from the cattle abattoir. And we add it in.
Yeah, right. I mean, those businesses must love you because you would be solving a problem for them as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, we charge a small gate fee to let it in, but it's less than half what the council would charge to put it in their landfill, which obviously doesn't do anything for anybody nor the environment.
Yeah, I mean, what a great solution. Hey, your innovation even spreads to how you feed your sows. Can you tell us a little bit about your electronic feeding system?
So, like I said, the pig industry is pretty advanced in technology, whether it comes from breeding side of things right through to feeding sows. So we use electronic sow feeders. Basically, every sow's got an earring. In that earring is an RFID tag. When she walks into the sow feeder, it knows exactly who it is and how much she should get, and it's portion control. So basically, it's better than any Jenny Craig or anything out there. We can if a sow's a bit on the thin side, we can obviously feed her a bit heavier so that we can bring her back into good condition. And if she's a little tubby, we can trim her out a bit as well.
Oh my God, I'm sure we could all do with a little bit of that. Yeah. Okay, so you have no electricity bills. It sounds like your sows and your pigs are really well treated. Have other farmers come to you wanting to learn more about the measures that you guys have put in place?
So, from a welfare point of view, yes. But I must say that the pig industry's done a lot for welfare side of things as well in the pig industry in the last 10 to 15, 20 years. We don't generally wait for complaints. We go out and do things. We're not reactive. We're proactive. From the biogas plant side of things and producing energy, we've had a lot of councils approach us and come and talk to us, and we've spoken to them about how to put it in and the things to watch out for, because this is it. This is one thing's pig farming, another thing producing power. It's not simply just flick a switch. These things don't just work by themselves.
How long has the biogas plant been going for now?
5 years.
5 years.
Yep. This is the sixth year now.
And from the get-go, did you have no electricity bills, or was it kind of a staging process?
It's a staging process, very much staging.
Yep. Hey, Laurie, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, what you're doing up there is fantastic, and good luck with it all.
No problem. Thanks, hey.